all alone, wishing on stars, waiting for you to find me. And then the phone rings and you join me on the wild side. And I think that's a very friendly thing to do. So we'll go together, okay? There's more friends waiting inside, on the wild side. Hello, and welcome to the Wild Side, the newest province in the vast telephone entertainment community. Though you won't find it on any map. No, it's not in the Twilight Zone. It's just that Paul won't tell anybody where it is. Anyway, I want to start off this trip with a sincere thank you to all the Wild Side callers. You've really taken the change very well. You've been very supportive, downright flattering, in fact, with your comments about the Wild Side. But I am still just settling in. In fact, for the week before my debut on July 1st, and a week after, people were still leaving goodbye Paul Mack, we'll miss you messages, and no real input. In other words, we were all still settling in. Now that input, meant specifically for the Wildside format, has increased, I can begin to actually find out if this little experiment in positive attitudes will work as a format. And so can you. I must say, there really have been very few critics of the Wildside since its debut. Well, there was the guy who thought the first tape had Paul Mack's name in it too many times. Hell, everybody wanted to say goodbye to Paul. And nobody knew who was taking over. So give me a break.
Give me a break.
Right. Anyway, the point to all this was to say thank you. And you know, Universal is re-releasing E.T. the Extraterrestrial. With all the attendant hoopla, of course. Anyway, for the hell of it, I pulled out my video copy. And I watched it again. And it's sappy, and it's the epitome of formula filmmaking. But the sucker works. Well, between E.T. and how nice everybody's been, I mean, even Bob213, I'm in a very friendly mood. So if you're not a friendly type, you're gonna hate this edition of The Wild Side.
Take you to the wild side, it's just anticipation. I'd love to do it in your ear, so won't you come on in?
Made by and for the partygoers of Southern California, you've entered the Wild Side at 761-3330 for output and 761-0333 for input. The most phone entertainment you can get in one ear at one time. Welcome. Come on in. It's really
out of the night sky, a ship was descending, the hull glowing with soft light, as if a piece of the moon had fallen. The hatch opened and the crew came out. Odd little beings. Suddenly, man came.
Oh, wow, man, this is cool.
One of the little beings was cut off, trapped in the trees, separated from his ship. But the hatch was closing and the crew was leaving. The ship lifted off, like the moon slowly rising, then soared away, a comet swallowed by the night. The creature's heart light faded. He was alone, 3 million light years from home.
Hi, this is Barbara 25, Miss Hawkline Monster, the wannabe slut. And let me tell you, I got my tickets today in the mail. For Disneyland's 30th birthday party. See, before I was really 25, I used to tell people I was 30 when I'm actually 32, but now I'm Barbara 25, but I did want to celebrate in my heart Mickey and everyone's 30th birthday. So I'll give you a wonderful report on what a great time I had out there and tell you how his 30th birthday was. Happy trails.
Jimmy Smith and his family explored an African jungle, encountered savage pirates, and took a spaceship to another galaxy. They saw flying elephants and fireworks and an electrical parade. But when the Smiths went to Disneyland, they brought home more than wonderful memories. They won a new GM car. So could you. Come to Disneyland's 30th year celebration, where the best has just begun.
Dreams come true.
Oh, man.
The best movie in the world is Bambi.
Oh, wow, man. This is cool.
Hello everyone, it's Karen Graceful Dead, the Divine Slut. And I have a concert review last Friday night on July 5th. I had the great pleasure of seeing Iron Maiden and special guest Wasp in concert at Irvine Meadows. And for those of you that didn't go, you missed one wild show. Opening band Wasp, led by Blackie Lawless, ex-New York Dolls, was real amusing and entertaining, even though for a while their body was Paul's family from Kiss, but hey, that's cool. And Chris Holmes, the guitarist, well, that boy, even if he didn't know how to play guitar, he'd be fun to watch because he's just real good looking. One of the greatest songs they did was they ended their set with Suck Like a Beast, which is a great, great tune. Iron Maiden was spectacular. They had a stage set up like an old Egyptian thing with tombs and sphinxes and all those different things. And, of course, Eddie, Iron Maiden's little thingy, came out on stage and danced for a little while, you know, and they did everything from Run to the Hills to the Star Spangled Banner to Fly from Icarus. And after the show, they had a spectacular fireworks display. Great fireworks. Better than the ones at Disneyland. Well, if you ever have a chance to next year when they're back in town, check out Iron Maiden and Wasp. Well, if you ever have a chance to see them, go see Wasp. Two great heavy metal bands to check out. This has been a comment from Karen Grateful Dead, the Divine Slut. Rock on!
Hello? The world is wide. The world is wide. Have you seen the rabbit? I'm trying to find the rabbit.
He laid a trail of little candies, one piece after another, and then went back home. E.T. crawled from the bushes, so he followed Elliot with the candy into the house and up the stairs.
Wow.
The two friends found each other across a thousand universes.
Yes, I found the world side to be a very interesting and productive program, and the hypothesis of a veritable learning. In other words, I thought it was very great, but the numbers were way too fast. I have dinner reservations at the Biltmore Hotel in the cafe dining room at 6:30 p.m. July 12, 1986. It's hard to get reservations at that damn place. And I think that's all. Well, wait, I gotta tell you what I'm going to do this summer. This summer, I think I'm going to do nothing and just listen to the wild side and pay up for all those long instant goddamn calls. So, see you later, and tell the wild man he's wild.
Wild.
Yeah, okay, I think life on the wild side is going to be rather interesting. Most interesting thing I can think of to do this summer is to sit and call all these phone lines.
I love the wild side. I love the
wild side. I just called because I have a question. Is the Valley number, the 906 number, 906-3000, is that still going to be used? I do hope so, because that would mean that I can call the wild side and have to pay for it. I guess some of the pleasures of life do cost a little. Oh well, this is the day today. Good day.
Well, Casey, the 906 line helped a lot of people, and I'm really sorry to tell you, but Paul Mack pulled the plug on 906-3000 around July 1st. But we really appreciate all you dedicated phone folks out there. So that's why I'm here, doing my best to live up to the standards set by Paul Mack and the movie line. Trying to find interesting stuff to do in your ear every week. So, I hope for you, Casey, and for everyone else out there, that you'll find calling the wild side, toll or no toll, is well worth your while.
Hey, you guys are crazy if you miss Marie Todd and Partners in Crime. It's the only original surrealistic rock band in the whole thingy here of L.A. Bye. What a trip. Hi, this is Gypsy, and this is the center of the call this morning. Well, that's not true. I called once before when it was the movie line. But anyways, so you're talking about things to do this summer. Well, the most best thing to do this summer is every Saturday night you should go outside of Speedway, you know, and root for car 85S, because that's our car out there, and it's great. It's a fun time, and high energy, and it's just great. But anyway, there'd be a lot better things to do this summer if it wasn't for the Wild Babies. I don't know if you've ever heard about the Wild Babies, but these people, they have these babies, and then they abandon them in trash cans and stuff, and like, these kids are surviving. They crawl out of these trash cans, right? And like, they come in groups, like, you know? And sometimes at night you see them under the cars, like, hiding, and they got their little tattoos that say, born yesterday, and their little leather diapers and stuff. And it's just, it's scary, because like, I heard the other day that a girl in Hollywood was attacked and gang breastfed. It's like, I don't know what to do anymore. Bye.
Hey, Wild William, this is the Emperor. I'm just calling in on your fabulous Wild Side input line to show you that I do listen to the tapes when I'm not down there at the spacious WWW Tektronics studio in the fabulous Paul Mack Productions building. I just listen to the tape. I had to stay up until 3 o'clock in the morning to hear it. Because every time I call during the sensible hours, it's busy. But I wanted to say that I was listening to that review of Hot Shorts, and it put me in mind of a Fire Sign Theater project that I saw a while back. It's called J-Men Forever. It played a while back on the USA Network. It's a feature-length version of the sort of thing that Hot Shorts is, except that they took footage from about 12 different serials and integrated it into a totally new story about a secret world war waged from the moon and a guy called the Lightning Bug, who was done up in many different costumes so that they could use stock footage of about 12 different Republic serial villains from the 30s and 40s. Now, I'm pretty strict about my serials. I'm an old serial fan from way back. But I really enjoyed J-Men Forever, and if Hot Shorts is anything like it, well, I'm looking forward to seeing it. When I get a look at it, I'll be sure and bang you on the head there at the studio and have you point the mic in my direction, and I'll have some official words to say about it. And you know, that reminds me, what you were saying there about not being able to get out, well, you know, you can get in and out the way I get in and out.
I don't think we should.
Okay, I'm coming!
Obvious dick funeral parlor. You snuff them, we stuff them.
That's very clever. I'm Joe from Chicago, my good man. Let us in.
You're Joe from... How do I know you're Joe from Chicago?
I live here.
Oh, well, well, who are these other lugs?
My mob, Southside,
hi.
Veronica Lakeshore, and Louis the Loop.
The dishonor is all mine.
Wait a minute, Fops. Why are you speaking with a French accent?
Well, we're in disguise.
I get it. Well, what's the secret password?
Oh, no, you don't, sir. I shall never be tricked into telling it. It's a secret.
Well, you got it. Good for you. I forgot it, too. Come on in.
This is Evan 313. See you a picture of glass. All clear to the eye, yet thick to the touch. Oh, do not bend nor move, for we shall miss you if you move and fall to the shattering ground. In shall come the cold, what protection do we hold? Without you, ourselves shall be lost.
Hey, Elliot, where's your goblin?
Shut up.
Did he come back?
Well, did he?
Yeah, he came back. But he's not a goblin. He's a space man.
Well, hello, this is Paul Mack, you know, the boss calling the infamous Wild Side input line, just checking up on the control board here and making sure everything's working fine and dandy. You know, with the downing of the movie line, it just occurred to me about the same time we lost one of America's most prominent soft drinks on the hard market, and that is the infamous Coca-Cola. Two good things.
What? Paul Mack?
What the hell? What are you doing?
Is this
get off the freaking line! I told you to...
30.
Wait a minute.
Paul, this is Rich.
Rich?
Yeah.
You geek! Will you get off my extension? I'm trying to leave a comment. Now, this is my line.
But I've been wiretapping all these people's lines out in North Hollywood.
I've got so many lines over here.
And
it's probably easy. What did you come across? Now, will you shut up and let me leave my comment, Rich? Will you shut up?
One of yours.
Stop!
And,
ladies and gentlemen, the old Coke is gone. Will you shut up, Rich?
And
the old Coke is gone.
Old Coke is back.
What do you mean old Coke is back? It's ridiculous.
Coke is back. Old
That's
Coke
about as unrealistic as the movie line coming back. What are you talking about?
It's reality.
It's reality.
Paul.
Wait a minute. I just need to explain
this. Is back.
Where'd you get this information from?
From about three news stations.
Three news stations?
On the TV.
TV.
And two people leaving comments.
You mean to tell me the original flavor Coca-Cola is back and I'm paying $3 a case for it?
Yep.
Okay, I'm pissed.
It's under the new name Coca-Cola Classics. It's gonna be
Coca-Cola Classics.
It's gonna be on the shelf very soon.
It's a major scam.
And that means no more Richie buying Pepsi. Richie's back to Coke.
That
again.
Means no more William Wilde buying Pepsi. So Bill, Coke may be shit, but Coke is it. That's right. The original Coke is back. Coca-Cola Classics. So ladies and gentlemen,
wonderful.
Go to that supermarket and buy some of that Coca-Cola Classics.
Buy it before they take it off again.
And remember, you might just be lucky if in 1987, Movie Line Classics returns. No, I
can't wait.
I can. That's the thing. Anyway, well, keep up the good job and go out there and get a six-pack of that puppy and let's celebrate to the maximum. And by the way, give out some of that stuff. You want to have a contest, Rich?
Yeah,
let's
sure.
Give out some of that original Coke from the first time and sell it or do something and just... gobble that pup owl down, okay?
All right.
We're out of here like bad biscuits and cream.
Let's do it the dual faith way.
Choke is shit, the biggest drag you've ever found. Choke is shit, the rotten taste will let you down. Choke is shit, it should be buried underground. Choke is shit, choke is shit.
Guys, I never did like the old Coke. I never did like Coca-Cola at all. But, like I said, though, I got you that case of old Coke. Well, I'm down here, and I was just ripping through this stuff, and he's got about, oh, you go crazy, Bill. He's got about six or seven cases of old Coke here. I think I'll keep one for myself for nostalgic value. Let's see, Paul wants one, you want one, Bill, and see, I know Nino wants one when he gets better in the hospital, but, you know, I never did like Coke, guys, but I just popped open this sucker here, and I just downed that sucker, and this stuff ain't too bad. Now I see what you guys have been going crazy about. Yeah, that Pepsi's too dang sweet, man. This Coca-Cola's all right, man. It's too bad they had to change a good thing. Oh, well. I'm going to down some more and talk to you guys later, but, boy, that sure is good. Anyways, Bill, keep everything going pretty good there, and thanks for letting me use that choke as shit. And we'll be talking to you guys later on.
I am knowing what to do this summer. By only going out and eating hot dogs. That is what you should do during the summer. Fiberglass in Daytona Beach, signing. Oh.
Hi, this is Steve from the big city of DH. I had a film review of Silverado, that new Western with an all-star cast. Well, I thought the film was a bit overdone, I'm afraid. It's pretty violent to begin with, and although it's pretty true to the Westerns that you saw during the 50s and the 60s, I just thought it was too kind of, I almost thought it was kind of dull. The violence, you know, there was a lot of violence there, and there were a few good chase scenes and a few good action scenes, but it seems pretty stock to me. That is, you know, you've seen it all before in all the old Westerns that you catch on the Saturday afternoon matinee on WGN or WTBS. So, it was a pretty good film, though. I think out of all the characters I liked, I probably liked Scott Glenn the most. And I would recommend you go see it only if you're a dedicated Western fan. And I'm afraid that I'm not. Well, this is Steve from Big City of BH. Wishing you a good week. Bye-bye.
Interesting thing to do this summer, huh? How about getting laid?
Well, hello, William Wilde. This is the Detroit Kid calling with a review of a couple of different things. First thing I'd like to review is your first tape. It was excellent, and I'm sure you've got a wonderful future as the host of The Wild Side. The second thing I'd like to review is the new Coke. It sucks, and I hate it. I've always been a Pepsi drinker, and now I'm going to be even more of a Pepsi drinker. I think I'll start taking my own sodas in with me when I go to McDonald's. The third thing I'd like to review is a very underrated summer activity. Something that doesn't cost any money, indeed it sometimes pays for you to do it, and it's not prostitution. No, the thing I'm talking about, a great vacation activity, is house sitting. Yes, that's right, house sitting. I'm house sitting right now, and the room I've chosen to bed down in tonight has three different aquariums in it. They're all lighted and bubbling, and it just looks really small to go to sleep with all these fish swimming around your head. There's a jacuzzi in the master bathroom, and there's lots of wood paneling and neat plush carpets in a very rich neighborhood, and the toilets have old-fashioned toilet tanks which are way up above, and you have to put a chain to flush them. It's terrific. I've been wearing the clothes of the people who live here, and just pretending I'm generally basically very wealthy and having a great deal of fun. The only problem I've had so far is that the cable services they chose are really shitty. All they have is HBO and the Disney Channel, and, you know, who watches the Disney Channel? I mean, there's nothing there, and all HBO showed today was Prince and Purple Rain, and I hate Prince. There, oops, I accidentally reviewed four things. Anyway, I'm sure that my time is almost up, so keep up the good work, Mr. Wild. I hope you find your way out of your studio eventually so you can go get something to eat. And until then, this is the Detroit Kid saying, well, hell, I can't think of a catchy final phrase. Oh, well, bye.
Well, kid, I was thinking about a flashy in line for you. And, considering your line of work, how about sit in it? Nah. Oh, and thanks for your concern about my nutritional needs, but Paul was kind enough to consider that, too. You see, there's a machine in here that creates any kind of meal I want anytime I'm hungry. No, Paul didn't want me to starve. He just didn't want me to leave.
Sealed in five protective spacesuits. The military, the government, scientists and doctors invaded Elliot's house. They had zeroed in on E.T. and turned the place into a laboratory and a hospital. They hooked him up to all kinds of machines, but he was fading.
Itchy.
He's talking.
Itchy. Stay with me. He's dead.
Guys, Worldwide Sports Entertainment is sponsoring a concert. Michael Mitchell, president; Hal Ablinger, producer; Tony Verna, executive producer. And it's going to be for the Live Aid concert for African for Mine Relief. And it's going to be many groups. And too bad we don't have one in L.A., but they're going to have these things shown on either Channel 5 or Channel 7 and on KLOS. So I want to run down the groups real quick for all of you guys. And I'll tell you what I think of the groups and everything. One of them is going to be at Wembley Stadium, London, with 23 groups, and one's going to be at JFK Stadium, Philadelphia, with 33 groups. And the one in USA is a lot better than the one in London, but too bad they don't have one in L.A. Okay, now I'll start with London first. I'll name the groups, and I'll tell you what I think of them. Okay, Boomtown Rats, Junk, David Bowie, good; Phil Collins, good; Elvis Costello, good; Dire Straits, good; Ryan Ferry, Junk; Elton John, excellent; Howard Jones, good; Nick Kershaw, Junk; Paul McCartney, excellent; Alison Moyet, good; Queen, good; Sade, Junk; Spandau Ballet, good; Status Quo, Junk; Sting, good; Style Compo, good; The Who, excellent. I didn't even know they were back together. I thought they broke up. U2, excellent; Ultravox, good; Wham, good; Paul Young, excellent. And then for JFK in Philadelphia, all these: Bryan Adams, good; Ashford and Simpson, good; Joan Baez, excellent; Beach Boys, excellent; Cars, excellent; Eric Clapton, excellent; Phil Collins, good; Crosby, Stills and Nash, excellent; Duran Duran, excellent; Dylan, Exodus, wait, Bob Dylan, excellent; Four Tops, good; Hall & Oates and Eddie Kendricks and David Ruffin, good; Hooters, good; Mick Jagger, excellent; Kris Kristofferson, excellent; Patti LaBelle, good; Huey Lewis and the News, excellent; Madonna, excellent; Pat Metheny, good; Billy Ocean, good; Jimmy Page, I don't particularly like him, so he's junk as far as I'm concerned; Teddy Pendergrass, good; Tom Petty and Heartbreakers, good; Robert Plant, good; Power Station, good; Pretenders, good; Judas Priest, lousy junk; Santana, good; Simple Minds, good; Tears for Fears, good; Thompson Twins, good; Tina Turner, good; and Neil Young, excellent. And these are all the groups that are going to be playing. I wonder if we're going to get one of these in L.A. pretty soon. We should, because everybody would go, I know. Yeah, seems like nothing since the Yes Festival, but who knows? For Live Aid, for Ethiopia, and for the poor, it's worth it. This is your local disc jockey in the town saying, I'm glad I could let you know about what's coming up shortly. And William Wild, you're great. Keep up the good work.
The scientists put E.T. into a medical van. They didn't even notice it when the guy snuck aboard.
I'm driving. Open the door, son.
There's a guy out here. What do I do?
Well, what are you waiting for? Let's go!
Well, since I'm in a friendly mood, I think I'll take this time to play this next little piece of background music for my friend, Maxwell. Oh, and until that time, Maxwell. Until that time.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Hello? Okay, bye.
Hey, party animal. No idea this Southern California party animal people. This is Eddie from Van Nuys. About places to go during the summer. I found it interesting to go to Universal Studios Tour. Why? Because they have new things to do every single week that are different, brand new, and fabulous. Like, for instance, a couple weeks ago, they had the amazing Bigfoot. So I say, bring the kids, the family, everybody else to Universal Studios tour. Buy a season pass. Go back more than once. Like, season passes are only $6. It's $12.95 for adults, $8.95 for children under 12. Otherwise, go to the beach then if you don't want to go there, okay? Later on, dude.
Hi, Bill. At some point, when Mr. Ogg was in jail for being paroled, wait a second, I'm going to start this over. Hi, Bill. As we all know, Mr. Ogg has been carted away to jail for being one of the 9 suspected telephone terrorists. He is such a first-rate prisoner, they allowed him a night out. We went to a fabulous dinner at Banahana of Tokyo. What a treat. We were seated at a large table where the innermost part of our table was a grill. The chef prepared the meals before us on the grill using precision timing, dicing and chopping our food. Salt and pepper shakers were juggled over our sizzling cuisine. Speed and accuracy were displayed in a manner that made me want to frequently count and make sure all the chef's fingers were still intact. The show is part of the price, being between $12 and $20 a person. 3 somewhat local locations are Encino, Marina Del Rey, and Beverly Hills. The Ob was both delighted and fascinated with the chef's preparation, however, was a bit dismayed at the portion. Don't go there real, real hungry. Everything is good, but the portions aren't overly generous. By all means, try the Blue Hawaiian. They are very refreshing and very potent. Jeez, I hope this didn't sound like a commercial. Can't wait till the Ob gets paroled. I can't cook. I have problems boiling water. Bye.
Would you ever see him again? Where would he be?
I'll be right here.
The hatch closed. The ship lifted off. Up into the sky. Trailing a rainbow. E.T.'s rainbow. Look for it! Look for it! Look!
What is it?
E.T.
E.T.
Only little kids can see it. Give me a break.
The story that touched the world. E.T. The Extraterrestrial. From Universal Pictures. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
And so we come to the end of our third journey together through the Wild Side. Let me try to quickly wrap up this edition, going out from Sunday, July 14th through Thursday, the 18th. And yes, I know I screwed up the dates on debut part 2. I dropped my calendar and broke it, okay? Anyway, on July 19th and 20th, that's this Friday and Saturday, you can hear a Movie Line blast from the past as Paul Mack presents the Movie Line's second year anniversary special, here on 761-3330. And yes, fans, the Gopher Twins will be back in a rerun of the award-winning series right here starting August 2nd. And get a pen or something if you're into numbers, because a fellow called from New York about his computer bulletin board, but the input was unlistenable. I did manage to get the number, though, for 300 baud modems. Area code 716-544-9678. That's 716-544-9678. And remember, our addresses are for Paul Mack Productions, P.O. Box 2600, Mount Wilson, 91023. That's 2600 Mount Wilson, 91023. And for the Wild Side, to William, just William, P.O. Box 38604, Hollywood, 90038. That's 38604, Hollywood, 90038. And call the Wild Side computerized input line at 818-761-0333 and tell us about the really great things to do this summer. But this is not really the end. This is the beginning, which we'll repeat again momentarily. This is William Wilde from Wildside Studios and Paul Mack Productions. And thanks for letting me do it in your ears.
Oh,
believe you and I could never really say goodbye. Wherever you may be, I look up and see someone in the dark for me. Wherever you may be, I look up and see someone in the dark for me.